Father, in Jesus' name, we give you all the glory and the honor. As we come in your presence, humbling ourselves before your throne, thank you for the breath of life. Thank you for every single day that you give us. We just want to glorify you, give you all the honor. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Today we're going to talk, the main subject is the power and the glory of God. We know our God is so powerful and he is glorious. There's many ways we can reveal the power of God, because he's so powerful. If we start counting the ways that he shows himself to us, and his powerful way, there are so many things that we can count how God manifests powerfully. But today, I'm going to focus about the power of his existence and the power of his glorious name. Amen. For no further delay, we're going to turn to the book of Genesis, chapter 1, verse 1, 2. Chapter 1, verse 1, 2, verse 2. In the beginning, God created the heaven and earth. The earth was without form and void, and the darkness was over the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. So we're just going to first focus on, in the beginning, God created heaven and earth. So, the Bible is telling us that God created the heaven and earth in the beginning. So, before the beginning, what the Spirit of God was doing. In verse 2, it's saying like, the earth was without form and void, and the darkness was over the face of the waters of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the water. That means even before the creation of heaven and earth, God existed before. So, his Spirit was moving on top of the water before he got to the point to create the heaven and earth. So the Bible is telling us that his Spirit was on top of the water, and the darkness has covered everything. So there's a void. That's it. It was void. There was nothing in the heaven, nothing on the earth, but just the water, and his Spirit was moving on top of the water. And there was a darkness that's covering. How can we imagine that darkness? And how can we see? I would just say, let's just close our eyes for an instant. Can you feel that darkness? It's even darker than when we close our eyes. So the water was the source of existence of God. God came to the point. So that means he is the existence before and before he got to the point to create the heaven and the earth. He was God alone and his Spirit. When he got to the point to create the heaven and earth, he created all the existence in heaven and all things that exist here on earth, under the earth, in the sea, Okay. God is a supreme being who existed before the creation. And he is the existence of all the time. Before, now, and ever, forever and ever. In everything that God has created in the heaven and earth, so we can count it. There are so many things that God has created. In the heaven, he created his throne where he's sitting. And everything that is within in the heaven, the angels, the four creatures, the 24 elders, everything that exists in heaven, on earth, he created everything that exists on earth, under the earth and under the sea. But one thing that God did not create, and which the Bible never mentioned that God has created, is the death. God never created the death. And the Bible doesn't mention it, that God created the death. I'm going to mention six things which reveals the power of our God. There are so many things that reveal the power of God, but I have chosen six of them that reveals the power of our God. God did not create the death because the death came because of sin. Because Adam and Eve, they've seen it. That's why the death took place in our lives. The death is the consequence of sin. When we choose to sin, we are separating ourselves with God. Because God, he is the source of life. So the only thing that can separate us with God is sin. Now the sin took place in our lives because of first man, Adam. Now we all have to pay the consequences of sin, of death. But through the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, we have been saved. Hallelujah. If we disconnect ourselves with God, the death will take place. There are two types of death. There's a physical death and the spiritual death. So the physical death, we are all innocent, but the first man, because of him, now we have to pay the consequence, we have to die. Even if we accept our Lord Jesus Christ, but the death will take a place in our life. But because of our Lord Jesus Christ, we will not experience the second death, which is the spiritual death. Amen. But if we disconnect ourselves with the God, we will experience the physical death and the spiritual death. The physical death when our body dies. and the physical and the spiritual death is the eternal punishment in a lake of fire. Hallelujah. I'm going to underline the six things that I said, which reveals the power of God. The fire, the water, the light, the darkness, the death, and the life. Water is the source of life. The fire burns and consumes and destroys everything and most of the thing. Because the fire is very powerful. So it is the water also is powerful. Because the water has a power over the fire. The darkness also is powerful. Because if you go to the beginning, the Bible said that the Spirit of the Lord was moving on top of the water, and the darkness has covered everything. But the light has more power than the darkness. Because in the darkness, with the Spirit of the Lord, you see, within us, we shine. Because you cannot hide a light. When you bring the light in the darkness, it always shines. That's why the light has more power than the darkness. The death is so powerful because there's no way we can escape from death. We all will die. It's so powerful. When the death comes, it hits our body. We die. But the life is more powerful than the death. Because our Lord Jesus Christ, he overcame the death on a cross. Hallelujah. And the death has no more power because life is more powerful than the death. Jesus, he overcame the death. Hallelujah. Let's go to Revelation 1:18. I'll go to Revelation 1:18. The death doesn't have power anymore. Because our Lord Jesus Christ overcame it. Revelation 1:18. So Jesus, he came on a mission of defeating the death and the giving salvation for the humanity. Revelation 1:18 said that, and he living one, I died and behold, I am alive. Forevermore, and I have the keys of the death and
ahead.
So Jesus, he died on a cross, and the 3 days when Jesus was laid down on a tomb, Satan, our enemy, he thought that was over and he wanted to celebrate. But those 3 days, the Spirit of the Lord went to the darkness and took the key of the death and of the hell.
Hallelujah.
Our God is very powerful. Our God is a powerful God. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus is worthy to be worshipped. He defeated the devil. He defeated our enemy. And the death has no more power. Even our body dies, but our soul will live forever when we are connected with our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. And he's sitting on his throne of glory and he reigns forever. Hallelujah. That's the power of our God. I'm going to jump to the book of Ezekiel. Because in his glorious throne, Ezekiel had a chance, he has a privilege, I can say, to see the throne of God. Ezekiel 1:4. Because sometimes we say that God is sitting on his throne. Can we go deep? And we can get that picture of the throne of God. So sometimes we have to push our imagination to capture that picture, how the throne of God looks like. Hallelujah. Because in the spirit, when we get close to God, we are able to get close to the throne of God and feel it, and at the same time, like we are in the throne of God, because we are the citizen of heaven. We are the citizen of heaven. Yes. When we get to the point of worshiping, spiritually we have to take off and feel ourselves in the presence of God, because we are the citizen of heaven. Ezekiel 1:4. It says, "As I looked, behold, a stormy wind came out of the north, and a great cloud. And a great cloud with brightness around it, and the fire flashing from continually, and in the midst of the fire as it were gleaming metal." Sorry. So Ezekiel 1:4, right? "And from midst of it came the likeness of the living creature. And this was their appearance. They had a human likeness, but each had four faces. and each of them had four wings. Their legs were straight, and the soles of their feet were like the sole of the calf's foot, and they sparkled like a burnished bronze. Under the wings on the four sides, they had human hands, and the four had their faces and their wings. Thus, their wings touched one another. Each one of them went straight forward without turning as they went. As for the likeness of their faces, each had a human face, the forehead, the face of a lion. On the right side, the forehead, the face of an ox. On the left side, and the forehead, the face of an eagle. Wow. Those are the creatures that are surrounded in the throne, of God. God in his throne, he's sitting, and those four creatures, they're around him. Those four creatures give glory and honor to God. They do not cease. Since the creation of the heaven, their job is just giving glory to God. Their job is just giving glory to God. Hallelujah. We're going to go to some couple verses so we can understand the glories of the throne of our God. Those four creatures with the four faces, and each face has its meaning. It said that first one, let's go to the first one, the face of ox. The face of ox presents Jesus who came to serve like an ox. And gave his life for many to be saved from sin. That's the face of ox from those creatures. The face of man, God, there are four faces. The face of man, the Gospel of Luke, presents the humanity of Jesus. He is often called the Son of Man. Hallelujah. Jesus, when he was on earth, was calling him the Son of Man. Third, the face of lion in the creature, in the living creature, the face of lion. The Gospel of Matthew primarily addresses Jesus. The Gospel of Matthew primarily addresses this to the Jews. It talks about Jesus' genealogy to prove that Jesus was descendant of Abraham, a son of David. The Old Testament proved that His messiahship, the messiahship of Jesus, it shows Jesus is the king, the lion of tribe of Judah. Amen. Yeah, that's the face of lion. His messiah, the messiahship of Jesus shows that Jesus is the king, the lion of the tribe of Judah. Amen. So, those four faces are revealing Jesus in a different characteristic. The fourth one, see how God, how our God, how powerful is our God. Hallelujah. That's his glorious throne. Four, the face of eagle. The face of eagle in the Gospel of John presents Jesus as God. If we go to the Gospel of John, you're going to say it's always Jesus is a God. The Word became God. The Word became flesh. The Word became flesh and lived among us. Let me go back. The face of eagle. The Gospel of John presents Jesus as God, not just as a servant, and not even just a Messiah, but he is God Almighty. Hallelujah. The I Am Yahweh from the Old Testament, the creator of heaven and earth. That's the face of eagle. He, just like the Gospel of the Gospel of John, present Jesus just not as a servant, not even just as Messiah, but the God, the Almighty, that I Am, the Yahweh, the creator of the heaven and the earth, the Word of God which became flesh and lived among us. Hallelujah. The Word of God which became flesh and lived among us and died for our sin and ascended back to his glorious throne. Hallelujah. Amen. We serve a powerful God. Hallelujah. Our God is so powerful. We serve a powerful God. So our Lord went back to his glorious throne. I'm going to talk about the New Jerusalem. When the New Jerusalem will be descending from the heaven, we descend. We will have a glorious garment. Our garment will be glorious. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, God. Thank you, God. Let's go to the book of Revelation. Revelation 21:2-3. Revelation 21:2-3. Our God is so powerful. We're going to have the garment of glory. Hallelujah. Those are the garments we'll be wearing when the New Jerusalem comes down. Hallelujah. Revelation 21:2-3. And I saw the holy city, the New Jerusalem, coming down from heaven, from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Behold, the dwelling place of God is with men. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people. And God himself will be with them as their God." Hallelujah. And another, Revelation 21:6. Let's proceed to Revelation 21:6. "And he said to me, 'It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give from the spring of the water of life without payment.'" And now we are connecting back with the sixth thing that I mentioned from the beginning, which is one of the most powerful things that reveals the power of our God. Hallelujah. Water. Because from the beginning, the Spirit of God was moving on top of the water. And now this water will be given to us when the new Jerusalem descends from the heaven. Hallelujah. So the water is the source of life. Hallelujah. Let's move to Revelation 21:8. "But as for the cowardly, the faithless, the disturbed, as for murderers, sexual immoral, sorcery, idolaters, and all liars, their portion will be in the lake that burns with the fire, which is the second death." We mentioned it at the beginning that there is a two death, a physical death and a spiritual death. When we disconnect from God, we can experience the physical death and the spiritual death. And now the Bible, the Revelation is saying, those who disconnect from God, and he mentioned it, called the faithless, the murderers, the sexual immoral, sorcery, idolatry, liars, all that don't do the will of God, the place will be in the lake of fire. And in the beginning, we mentioned the fire, the power of the fire. And we mentioned the death. So the death will no longer have a power. So when we disconnect with the God, our soul will be affected. And the soul will be punished eternally in the lake of fire. Hallelujah. Let's jump to Revelation 21:22. We keep on going, we are proceeding. 21:23. "And the city has no need of sun or moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives a light, and its lamp is the Lamb of God." Hallelujah. So we talked about the light. In the beginning, we talked about the light. I mentioned it about the light. And for all those six things that I mentioned, I underlined it, are so powerful and very powerful. And the light, the God said that the light, he will be the light of the city. Hallelujah. He will be the light of the city. And the light is the Lamb. Jesus is our light. Hallelujah. Jesus himself will be our light. The Lamb of God is our light. Hallelujah. And the spring water will be flowing from the throne of God. Hallelujah. That water will be the source of our life. Glory to God. Saints, when we talk about the glory of God and his throne, and when we get in a moment of worship, this is very important. In the throne of God, the four living creatures, the 24 elders, and all that is surrounded the throne of God, they worship him daily. And I mentioned that we are the citizen of heaven on the earth. And when we put our knees down, we connect with the throne of God. Hallelujah. We do connect with the throne of God. When we worship, and the Bible said that the true worshiper will worship God in the spirit and the truth. Hallelujah. When we put our knees down, it's a serious business. Hallelujah. Because God, he allows, hallelujah, and we can take off and find ourselves in the presence of the Lord when we worship him in spirit and truth. Hallelujah. Yes. We can reach the throne. Hallelujah. We are the citizen of heaven, right? So what is going to block us? So his will, his kingdom, the Bible said that his will be done in heaven and on earth. Hallelujah. If the heaven is worshiping God, we as the saint too, we can connect with the heaven and worship God along with those are in heaven. We're going to connect with the four creatures. We're going to connect with the 24 elders. We're going to connect with all that is surrounded in the throne of God. And together we'll worship our Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Together we will worship God. Hallelujah. And when we get to the moment of worship, why we worship God? To give him all his glory. Because that's the reason he has created us. Hallelujah. To glorify him. That's the reason he has created all that exists in heaven for his glory. Hallelujah. We were created to glorify God. We were created to give him glory and the praise. Hallelujah. So when we connect with in the worship, God receives our glory. Hallelujah. God receives our glory. Hallelujah. We need that connection. You know, I have heard so many stories about this church. So many prophecies has been spoken about this place. Hallelujah. So many prophecies. And I've heard about angels has been seen here. Hallelujah. I don't know how you feel. When I get here, I feel the atmosphere of spirit of God moving in this place. So in order for us to feel that, we have to be connected with the throne of God in worship. Amen. Hallelujah. We need to be connected. Amen. We need to be connected with the Spirit of God in worship. And every time, church, since we connect ourselves with the Spirit of God, that spirit that moves in this place will manifest. Hallelujah. It will manifest, and we will see the revival. We need to see the revival here. Hallelujah. Our needs and our connection with the heaven will bring the revival in this place. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Tell your neighbor, buckle up. We're going to go. Tell your neighbor, buckle up. Tell your neighbor, buckle up. Bruce, buckle up. Terry, buckle up. Kenzie, buckle up. Because we're going to take off. We need to worship our God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Sorry if we're going to take a little longer, but we need to worship God. I know sometimes we rush because we got so many things to do. But those creatures, those that was created in heaven, their job since the creation of heaven, they worship God. Hallelujah. Let's give me a little bit of time. So we need to worship God. Hallelujah. We need to get to the throne of the glory. Hallelujah. I don't know how you're going to do it. Sitting down, putting your knees down, standing. However the Spirit of God will lead you. But we need to worship our God, the King of Kings. We need to take off and reach to the throne of glory. We need to tell our God that we love Him. We need to tell Him He's the reason He created us, so we can give Him all the glory and the worship.
We need to worship our God.
Let's give a big shout out to our God. Hallelujah. Let's glorify God, the King of Kings. Hallelujah. Woo! Give a big shout to our God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Let me say something. I said when we pray, when we worship God, we connect with the kingdom of heaven. But when we praise God, hallelujah, His blessing comes down. Hallelujah. That's how we can get to the attention of God, when we praise Him. Hallelujah. And when His power comes down, He breaks all the chain. Hallelujah. He breaks all the chain. In the prison, Paul and Silas in the jail, they were oppressed, imprisoned. Hallelujah. But they didn't think of the affliction, of the problems they were going through. They said, why should we waste our time thinking? Because, well, we start crying out because we're in jail. They said, let's sing praise to our God. They start singing praise to God. And the power of God came in the form of an earthquake. And all the chain was broken. Hallelujah. All the chain of the prisoner was broken. And when the power of God comes down, hallelujah, it consumes our body. Hallelujah. Even the sickness in our body will be broken. Hallelujah. He will free us. Hallelujah. Early, I heard Terry Kalko. He said, I feel the spirit of healing. Something is happening here. Hallelujah. Something is going to happen. Hallelujah. We're going to praise that God that Paul and the Silas praised And the Spirit of God will come down with the power. Hallelujah. We consume our bodies. Hallelujah. If there is a pain in your shoulder, when we start praising, move those shoulders with the praise. Hallelujah. Move those shoulders with the praise. Hallelujah. If there is a pain in the neck, start moving that neck, because when the power of God will consume your body, all that is negative, that, hallelujah, all that is punishing your body will be broken. Hallelujah. If there is a pain on your leg, shake your leg when you are praising God. Hallelujah. Shake them. If it's the pain on your wrist, shake your wrist until the Spirit of God will come down and will break it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If there is a pain on your chest, touch your chest. Hallelujah. Glorify your God touching your chest. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When Terry said that, I said, I can see that the Spirit of God is moving. He said it early. That the Spirit of healing. When God comes down, he heals everything. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord like you never praised before. When King David was praising the Lord, the daughter of Saul criticized him. How can you praise the Lord like that? You were king. You were dancing before your servant. He said, I'll praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I am here to praise the Lord my God, because he is the one who placed me in this kingdom for me to be the king of Israel. Hallelujah. I will dance for him without a shame. I will glorify him without a shame. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. When the praise team, worship and praise team, when we get there, we don't play around. We do praise our Lord. Hallelujah. And you can see Brianne beating those drums. And Brianne and I, we combined. When she beat the drum and the beat, boom, 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 and he goes, bah! Hallelujah. She goes, bah! Hallelujah. We don't play. And you see Jeff standing there giving that sound of bass. That's how we praise God. Justin over there in the piano with a deep voice. That's how we praise our God without shame. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Aubrey on the drum. And Aubrey, when she gets to the drum. That's how we praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And you can see that bright voice of Kenzie. Hallelujah. That goes without stopping. That's how she praised the Lord in the piano. Hallelujah. And you can see that the little dance of Briley. Glorifying God. Hallelujah. We don't play around. Hallelujah. Get ready to glorify God. Get ready to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Dan. You can sit down in the guitar solo. That's how we praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And Lisa with the uplifted word, uplifted spirit. Hallelujah. Worship team, come over and let's praise our God. We're going to praise our God like we ever did before. Don't be ashamed of your neighbor. Don't look nobody. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Worship team, come on, let's praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We're going to praise the Lord like we ever did before. Hallelujah. When we are in the presence of the Lord, we need to praise our God. Hallelujah. We cannot be ashamed in the presence of God. Hallelujah. I'm going to dance. You're going to see me dance. You've never seen me before. Hallelujah. I'm going to dance for my God until that spirit comes down and they start breaking all the negativity. Hallelujah. We're going to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Until we see the revival. revival in this place. The revival will come. Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah. Psalms 150. Where Psalms 150 said? I'm going to read this real quick. And then we're going to move. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty heaven. Praise him for his acts of power. Praise him for his surpassing greatness. Praise him for the sounding of the trumpet. Praise him with the harp and lyre. Praise him with the tremble and the dancing. You hear that? Praise him with the string and the pipe. Praise him with the clash of cymbal. Praise him with the surrounding of cymbal. Let everything that has a breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God.